those that are selling pre-packed mealie meal to Mapamela. Because even those, the prices have gone up.
But if it, so here's the thing, right? If you say there's some people who are not able to afford it at 200 and something kwacha, do we think everyone will be able to afford it if it's at saving 50, 70 kwacha? Food for thought. It's a breakfast plate after all, right?
It is.
And on our breakfast plate,
definitely food for thought. Don't have mabokwe.
The breakfast plate. Breakfast plate.
The news at 8 is coming up next with Lusubilo Gondwe. The time is 8 hours.
This time check was brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
Phoenix FM.
Check. There we go.
106.7. Bonze. The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
The Zambia. Absa Marathon is back. Be part of Zambia's biggest and most anticipated marathon. Join us on the 6th of September 2025 for a day of fun, personal milestones, and unforgettable memories. And now with the World Athletics label, you don't want to miss a chance to write your fitness story. Register today at absamarathonzambia.co.zf. Get your slot at 600 kwacha or 500 kwacha when you pay using any of your Absa cards. Your story matters. Absa.
The headlines. Governance activist urges government to maintain fiscal discipline as election year approaches. Commerce minister says delayed reopening of Mulungushi textiles due to shortage of raw materials. Wildfires rage across southern Europe as temperatures top 40 degrees Celsius. To present the news, I'm Lusavilo Gondwe. Governance activist Ruben Lifuka is urging government to maintain fiscal discipline as the election year approaches. Mr. Lifuka has expressed concern that the recent push for a supplementary budget might be an indication that the UPND government has already started allocating money toward campaign purposes. In an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Lifuka has warned against desperate spending outside the national budget for campaign purposes, a tendency that he says has been observed in previous governments. He has also highlighted the need for caution in initiatives like the Cash for Work program, which was intended as an emergency response to the drought, but has continued beyond its initial purpose.
Word of caution would be that the government retains fiscal discipline, notwithstanding the attraction that they will have to try and spend in order to get voters. We've already seen some programs like Cash for Work, which were intended to be an emergency response, now being extended nearly countrywide. Whilst this is good for our citizens who may not have anything to do and may rely on Cash for Work for their own livelihoods, I think we need to do this out of caution so that we're not just spending as a way of appeasing voters to vote for the UPND. So we need fiscal discipline, we need to maintain the debt sustainability levels, and we need to ensure that resources go to improving the livelihoods of the people as opposed to just bolstering the image of the ruling party.
Commerce, Trade and Industry Minister Chipoka Mulenga has attributed the delayed reopening of Mulungushi textiles in Kabwe to a shortage of raw materials, specifically cotton. In an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Mulenga has emphasized that government cannot rush to spend large sums on new machinery for political gain, as the investment aims to yield lasting economic benefits. He has revealed that over $100 million has been spent on procuring new machinery and $40 million on engaging cotton outgrowers. The minister says that government is working closely with farmers to increase cotton production, ensuring the plant operates sustainably and competitively in both local and export markets. Mr. Mlenga has stressed that the plant can only reopen when there is sufficient cotton to ensure sustainable operations for available markets. Although he could not specify the exact date, he assured that government is committed to reopening the plant within this year.
We cannot invest so much millions of dollars in brand new equipment for an election gimmick and then shut the plant off. All that investment is supposed to be sustainable for as long as Zambia lives. That's why we have invested in that. What is awaiting the opening of the institution is a raw material. I'm sure you know that Zambia was out of processing of cotton into linen and anything else because there was no facility like that one. So what we have done now, we have got about more than 3,000 outgrowers that we have engaged. The cost of over $40 million to produce cotton for the industry. Once we open it sustainably. And I'm sure now they're in the harvesting phase. Everything is there and we will invite you, the media and everyone else to come and inspect the facility and see what is happening.
Economist Trevor Hambaye has urged the Bank of Zambia to maintain the monetary policy rate, MPR, at 14.5% amid recent economic improvements. With the Bank of Zambia Governor, Dr. Denny Kalyalya, set to announce the MPR for the third quarter of 2025 today, Mr. Hambaye has cited the Kwacha's appreciation, decline in inflation and slight economic growth as strong indicators for keeping the rate steady. He has told Phoenix News that adjusting the rate could destabilize the economy's fragile gains, particularly in agriculture and manufacturing. Mr. Hambaye has emphasized the need for complementary fiscal policies to support monetary stability and promote long-term economic growth. He has further stressed the importance of increased investor confidence, debt management, and consistency in macroeconomic policy direction for sustained growth.
Since the previous time that they maintained the MPR, and this is, you know, in the backdrop of the fact that you had a position where the inflation rate has continued to decline, which is a positive trend, going towards the single-digit objective. So essentially, if you're looking at the MPR for this coming quarter, you expect that the central bank will still maintain the MPR because the metrics have been going in the right direction. But also, they would like to be able to maintain a positive outlook in terms of the return on investment, which is going to be able to reflect on government security. And I think from that perspective, you expect that they want to be able to maintain the attractiveness of those government securities.
Faith Musonda's lawyer, Charles Changano, says his client has decided to serve a one-month prison sentence for idle and disorderly conduct instead of appealing the conviction. Ms. Musonda, a journalist and businesswoman, was sentenced to 1 month simple imprisonment and a fine of 24 kwacha by the acting Lusaka resident magistrate Irene Wishimanga. Her lawyer initially described the sentence as harsh and planned to appeal, but has revealed that his client has instructed him not to proceed with the appeal. Mr. Changano tells Phoenix News that with only 10 days remaining to complete her sentence, Ms. Musonda has chosen to serve her time rather than challenge the conviction further. The charge stemmed from an incident where Ms. Musonda attempted to force her way into community house, the residence of President Hakainde Hichilema, to meet the First Lady after midnight.
We had appealed, but we did not file the appeal because I received further instructions from my client not to proceed. So they withdrew the intention by herself to appeal. So she opted merely to serve the wrong sentence, serve the sentence, whether it was wrong in law. And in fact, she said, let me just serve it. That is the current position of my client.
In global news, at least three people have died in a scorching heat wave that is fueling dozens of wildfires across parts of southern Europe, forcing thousands of people from their homes. Red heat alerts have been issued in parts of Italy, France, Spain, Portugal, and the Balkans, warning of significant risks to health as temperatures push above 40 degrees Celsius. Spain's weather service, AMET, said temperatures could reach 44 degrees in Seville and Cordoba, while southern Portugal could also hit 44 degrees Celsius. We monitor the BBC